Beautiful Sunday morning to each and every one of you. Thank you so much for joining me here for Healing Through Hurt Talk Radio's Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, Maria Wall. I'm so glad that you've taken time to be here with me today. Today, our message is all about peace be still. As always, I hope you're in your favorite spot, favorite easy chair. You're still in bed. Lie back, sit back, close your eyes, and just allow my voice to guide you for our small time together today. It's just a few minutes out of your very busy life and day. But today, it's all about taking care of you. Today's show is to get a good night's sleep. So many of us do not do this. A simple prayer at night is, if you ask God to grant you a good night's sleep, allow him to help you let go of your troubles. God will take care of you. This week's inspiration comes from Proverbs 3:24. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. Many times, we bring all of the troubles, all of the problems that we carry around on a daily basis, we bring all of that with us. Even when we go to sleep, our minds just so cluttered. Our thoughts are racing. Before we know it, it's time to get up. And our bodies have not been allowed to have the opportunity to recharge properly. And we all know what happens. We may not see it in ourselves, but when we come across someone who didn't have that good night's sleep, how does the old adage go? Somebody woke up on the wrong side of the bed. They're not very friendly. They're mean. And in addition, they don't handle whatever issues or problems or obstacles may come their way or they may be faced with during that particular day. We have to take time to let it all go and just recharge. I'm a short sleeper. A doctor said that I have something called short sleep syndrome. I always have been. But for most people, they need several hours of sleep a night. And the older we get, even though we may not want to admit it, some of us need a little extra hours to rejuvenate and restore. And there's nothing wrong with that if we begin to take care of ourselves. And sleep is usually free. And at some point, it's going to come, even if we do not want it to. It's going to come. If we don't do it voluntarily, our bodies will shut us down. So try it. Try it for a week. Add an extra 2 hours of sleep to your regimen. See how you feel in the morning. See how you handle things throughout the day. See if it makes you feel better. Does not? Well, you could have another problem going on. Maybe you should talk to a professional about that. If it does, then try your best to stick with the program. We need this. It helps us to be able to deal with life better instead of allowing our problems and our issues and our obstacles to control us. We have more vibrance and energy to be able to stand up and take care of whatever comes our way on any given day. So just remember to take care of you. And today, because we're really moving towards our holiday mode, today is all about just relaxing, taking care of you. A special hello to Lena J. She just popped in the chat room. Thank you so much for joining me here this morning. And thank you to all of my listeners in the call query and those in and out of the chat room as well. I hope you got a good night's sleep last night, Lena. Right now, we're going to do something that I do maybe once or twice a year. I'm going to go back and we're just going to sit back and just listen to some good music. Lena's telling me in the chat room that her night was okay. Better than some, I guess. I had a bit of a headache or pain in the neck. Resonated to the back of my head last night. But, yeah, like you, it was okay. But I'm going to let you sit back for a moment and just listen to some good music. Just for a moment, sit back, lie back, close your eyes, play a song. It's one of my favorite songs from a former show guest that I had the pleasure of talking to a few months ago. Name's Tori Lee, but this is such a great song. It's a feel-good song. And I just want you to lie back and just kick off your shoes for a moment and just relax. If you didn't have a good night's sleep, we're going to have a good time right now. It's all about us. It's all about relaxing. It's all about letting go of everything for a few moments. As I said, this is the holiday season. So many people will be depressed during this time. So this is when I really do like to help keep those stress levels down. So we're going to listen to a song by Tori Lee. It's called Good Music. It's a great feel-good song. Young lady is coming of age. She's getting out there, and it's a great song. So just kick off your shoes and just think about a better time in your life. Let it all go. We're only here for a few moments. So let's just enjoy some good music.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Takes my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. It's only good music. Oh. Listen all night. The melody, the arrangement makes my body go so crazy. I tie my feet, man, I love the beat. It's the way the music comes over me. The emotions I get, I won't fight. Sometimes the music is sure to make you cry, then dry your eyes. You know when the music is the way you can hide. Life. I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. With only good music. Oh, oh, oh. With only good music.
I tell Rihanna, please don't stop the music. Cologne strum my pain with the fingers. I could really use it. Quiet storms full of purple rain. My Sharia more lovely as a summer day. I'll let the whispers follow Marvin Gaye in my headphones till the music starts to fade away. I'd give away my brown sugar for a bit of pop. If love really was a bullet, I'd have took the shot. Yeah. Now would you buy me a drink just to take me home? Put your game in a song just to make me moan. I like my Robin Thicke, me alone. A thug album, triple shots, that's a tray.
I get lost in your words. It feels so good when I'm hurt. Take my mind off of the pain. Love when the beat takes me away. With only good music. Oh.
I hope you enjoyed that. That was Tori Lee's Good Music. You can check her out before I go. I'll be sure to share her contact information with each of you who'd like to get a copy from Tori herself if you like that good music. And welcome to all of our guests joining us in the chat room and, of course, in the call query. If you have something to share today, feel free to give us a call on 646-478-4726. Today is all about feeling good. It's all about taking care of you. If you'd like to give a shout out, if you had a good night's sleep, give us a call and let us know, because there's nothing better than waking up in the morning, feeling rejuvenated and refreshed and just looking forward to a great day. It helps you to make it through your day. No matter what obstacle comes your way, you'll be better prepared to deal with it. Especially for us women, our stress level can wreak havoc on our bodies. So we really do need to take care of us. We have children. We have the family. We try to keep everyone together. It's just so much that is on us that we need to find ways to let it all go. Let it all go. Get that good night's sleep. Make sure that you're taking care of you, because once we break apart, there's usually no one there to help us out. We are the tie that binds so many things. So we really do need to take care of ourselves. And for the gentlemen, because I do have a lot of male fans and followers, take care of you, because we, us ladies, we need you too. So just remember, today is all about taking care of you. If you didn't get a good night's sleep, just kick back for a while. Enjoy the time that we're spending here together. And then try it for 1 week. Try to add extra time to your sleep. If you cannot do 2 hours, but before the week is over, I'd like to see you work up to extra hours of sleep. Start going to bed a half an hour early and then move it up to an hour and go from there until you've added enough where you feel totally different in the morning. This is about being refreshed, being rejuvenated. I don't know where everyone is from, because I have listeners all over the world. And some people, it's already going to midday for them. But I hope that they did have a good night's sleep. And for me, I'm on the East Coast here in the United States, so many people are still asleep here. So a lot of my listeners in the morning are from the West Coast, Cali places out west. And you really should be on your way to bed, because it's what? It's 6:18 here, so it's like 3-something there, 3:18 in California. And you're still up. I thank you, because you're, of course, listening to the show. But you need to get several hours worth of sleep as well. And as I said earlier, all you have to do is ask God to grant you a good night's sleep. Proverbs 3:24, if you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. We need this. As I said earlier, I suffer from short sleep syndrome, but I had to condition my body to lie down and be still and try to fall asleep, even though it may not many times. I'm calming my mind because I'm lying still. Peace be still. You have to relax. Let it go. Let it go. There's nothing that important where it should affect, because no matter what it is, if your body breaks down, you're going to lose that battle anyway. And sometimes your faith and your sleep may be the only things you have left. So work towards that. Get more sleep. When you wake up, you'll be rejuvenated. You won't have all of that anger, all of that added stress. Your body won't be weighed down with all of this extra baggage that you don't need. You have the baggage. It's there. Taking care of yourself, that makes that load feel even heavier than it really is. And we respond to such. You go to work, you're grumpy. You know, you don't think rationally. You cannot make proper decisions. Nothing tends to work because you have not taken that time to take care of you. So my message for you today is peace be still. Take care of you. In many cases, there's no one else to do that for care of you. This is all about you. And we're about to go into breathing exercises for the day. So I want you to lie back, sit back, close your eyes. We're getting ready for our meditative phase of the day. So I hope you're all ready. We're going to just close our eyes and breathe. Hands in your lap, eyes closed. I don't want anyone standing. You're either sitting back or lying back, eyes closed. Let's take a deep breath in. Inhale. Now exhale. One more time. Inhale. Now exhale. Let's just be silent. Let it all go. I haven't done this in a while, but we're going to pick up our virtual sledgehammer. And every mirror that you see that's showing you reflections of the past that have hurt you, harmed you, that are holding you back, you pick up your virtual sledgehammer and you wield that hammer. Break every mirror, break every chain, let it go. We hold on to far too much. It's stopping us from moving forward. It's stopping us from finding that peace. It's stopping us from achieving our goals. It's holding us back from our success and our destiny. Eyes are still closed. This is the reflective time. Let it go. Clear your mind. We only have a few moments left before I go into all of the public announcements and all of that. This is our time. Eyes closed. Let my voice guide you to that peaceful place. Place. Where there's nothing but you and the silence. Lie back, sit back, breathe deeply, and let it go. As you do so, I'm going to play our opening music. Just lie back. This is your time now. For those of you who are enjoying today's music, our opening music comes from the Reflection series of CDs. This is the Tai Chi CD. It's composed, arranged, and produced by Thomas Walker. It's one of my favorite CDs for relaxation. So for the next 2 minutes and 25 seconds, eyes closed. Breathe at your own pace, but we're going to let it go. Are you ready? Here we go. Just lie back, relax, and let it go. Thank you. okay, able to let it go for just 2 minutes, 25 seconds. That's all it takes in a day to help you bring your stress level down. This is why I'm here so early in the morning. I enjoy the quiet. I enjoy this time when everyone is still asleep. This is the best time to be able to center yourself and to take care of you. Peace, be still. Peace be still. Before you go, I just wanted to let you know that we have some great upcoming events that anyone can participate in. On January 17th, the Healthy Living Women's Telesummit is coming. January the 17th, Healthy Living Women's Telesummit starts at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can join me anywhere in the world from the comfort of your home. I'll be giving you information on registration for that. It's a free event, so come out. And I hope that you'll register and join. And for those who register before December the 27th, I'm giving away a free one-on-one life coaching session for everyone who registers between now and December the 27th. So come out to my free event from the comfort of your home, time to develop that roadmap for your new life and your healing and your success or whatever it is you need. Then at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the year marks the beginning of your new travel to your new destiny. So join me. If you'd like more information on that, there's several ways you can get that information. You can contact me at Maria Wall at thewallfoundationinc.org or contact at thewallfoundationinc.org or healingwithmaria@yahoo.com. Those are the three main ways that you can reach us via email. If you're on Twitter, it's wall_foundation there. And if you are a member of Google Plus, we're the relationship recovery group there. And our phone number is 202-618-2556. If you'd like to write to us, our address is Post Office Box 272 in Randallstown, Maryland, 21133. And, of course, you hear me mention the Wall Foundation, Inc. many times. Just so you know, the Wall Foundation, Incorporated is an IRS-recognized 501c3 nonprofit. You'd like to have more information on us and everything that we're doing, you can check us out on the main website, thewallfoundationinc.org, if you'd like to get involved or if you would like to donate in any way. There are donate buttons there, as well as on our Facebook page, which is Healing Through Hurt iTalk Radio, presented by the Wall Foundation, Inc. You can join us there. Click on the donate button. And, of course, all of your donations are tax-deductible to the fullest extent of current laws here in the United States. And, as always, we thank you for all of your support and donations. And next week on 12/8, our show will be Possessed by Possession. Let me say that again, Possessed by Possession. So many of us suffer from this. And before I go, as always, I end with my favorite mantra for you. I pray each and every one of you enough. I pray you enough sunshine to brighten your rainy days. I pray you enough rain to make your gardens grow beautifully. I also pray you enough smiles to turn that frown you've been carrying around upside down. But most of all, I pray you enough strength and courage to face whatever may be coming your way this week and beyond. Take care of you. Some days it will be hard. I know this because I've had to experience it for myself. But take care of you. Sometimes we have no one to depend on but ourselves. Love yourself enough to know that you deserve the very best, and give yourself the very best. And when I say the very best, I'm not talking about material items. I'm talking about you taking care of you. Take a hot shower. Run a good bath. Jump in bed early. Start with a half an hour. Work it up to 45 minutes, then an hour, then an hour and 15 minutes, or an hour and a half. By week's end, try to give yourself 2 extra hours. If you cannot, take your lunch period or your lunch time at work. Take a power nap. Get that rest in. It will do your body greatly. It will make you feel so much better. You will see a change. You know, we always watch all these shows and we're so amazed how bugs and animals manage to weather their storms. And we, according to man, we are supposed to be the superior species. How amazing is it that we do not weather our own storms very well? For me, so many people want to know what I'm doing. No one can ever guess my age. I tell them, okay, I learned 2 things. Well, 3. One I've had in me my entire life, but I'll mention it now. Drink a lot of water. Get a good night's sleep. Have a lot of faith and prayer. Faith and prayer goes hand in hand in my world. So until next time, I pray you enough. Take care of yourself. If you ask, it shall be given. Proverbs 3:24. If you lie down, you will not be afraid. When you lie down, your sleep will be sweet. So until next week, I pray each and every one of you enough, and I thank you so much for being here with me every week. Until next week, be well, be blessed. Lord willing, I will see you here again for the Sunday Morning Inspiration. I'm your host, Maria Wall, praying each and every one of you enough honors your spirit, just as your spirit honors mine. Namaste. Thank you.